Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
This morning, we are going to pray, we are going to hear God's word, and our lives will never be the same again. We are dealing with the subject, good things are coming back to my life. Good things are going to flow in my life. Amen. Tell yourself, good things are going to flow in my life. Oh, say, good things are going to flow in my life. Hallelujah. Good things are going to flow in my life.
Amen.
And good things are going to flow in your life.
Amen.
This morning, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus,
Amen,
that good things are going to flow in your life this
Amen.
Morning.
Amen.
John chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. It's good to read the scriptures and pray with the scriptures. The Bible says that it's a popular scripture we all know, and let's take our time to read it. And one thing I've discovered these days is that people don't like reading the scripture. Even when we are reading a book and part of the book, a scripture comes, we skip the scripture and we go back to what the man has written. But there is nothing as powerful as the reading and the study of the word. The Bible said that the next day, there was a wedding celebration in the village of Canaan in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there. Hallelujah. And Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the celebration. The wine supply ran out during the festivities. So Jesus' mother told him, they have no more wine. That means that they used to have wine, but the wine has run out. I am here to declare to you, whatever good thing has run out of your life, the Lord is going to address it this morning.
Amen.
The Lord is going to address it this morning.
Amen.
The Bible said in the verse 12, he said, dear woman, that's not our problem. Jesus replied, my time has not yet come. Verse 5, but his mother told the servants, do whatever he tells you to do. Standing nearby, 6 stone water jars used for Jewish ceremonial washing, each could hold 20 to 30 gallons of water. Jesus told the servants, so after the mother had approached him and he said he doesn't have anything to do with it, and asked the mother to stay off and that we don't have any business to do, the mother goes to the people and said, whatever he tells you to do, that is in the Old King James, that whatever he tells you to do, do. Then Jesus, after some time, I don't know what happened, whether his time came, we are going to discover in prayer. He said, and Jesus told the servants, fill the jars with water. Somebody say water.
Water.
Somebody say water.
Water.
Fill the jars with water. When the jars had been filled, so just look at the process. The people came, the mother came to Jesus and said, the wine has run out. Now, Jesus says, my time has not come. After some time, Jesus sees empty jars. Then he gives a command that fill the jars with water. Then the Bible said that, give me the verse 7 again. The Bible said that if the Bible is yours, underline when the jars had been filled. So every step that you see God move in your life, he will build on your past obedience. You will never move. We are not going to move forward until we have obeyed God in the present. So Jesus tells them, fill the jars with water. You are listening to me. You are believing God for good things to come into your life. The question you have to answer, because until that step is done, the next step will not come. Until the commandment in your current glory is obeyed, your next glory will delay. Today, receive the spirit of obedience.
Amen.
Today, receive the spirit of obedience.
Amen.
Your next level will not arrive until the commandment God gave you in your current glory is obeyed. So Jesus told them, fill the jars with water. And the Bible said, when the jars had been filled, that sentence tells us about the process of time and the process of events. When means something had to happen for something to come to pass. The wine has run out, but the wine will not come until something happens. And what should happen? The people must obey the commandment that is given to them in the present. You are about to believe God, or you are believing God for a next move, you are believing God for a next door, but God is waiting for your obedience in a commandment he has given to you, for your obedience in the word of God he has given to you, for your obedience in the instructions he has given to you. There are many people that are stuck in life. And why are they stuck? No matter the prayers they have prayed, you know, prayer cannot replace obedience, because obedience is a master key. Prayer cannot replace obedience. You can be disobedient and be praying, and God has nothing to do with the prayer. You can walk out of order and be praying, and that miracle will not come. There is an obedience that ushers you to your next level. This morning, one of the prayers we will pray is that, Lord, stir in my heart the spirit to obey your word.
Amen.
It is very sad in heaven when God sits in heaven and watches the course of heaven and sees people who should just obey simple instructions. Sometimes God wants us to, it's just a simple instruction. Fill the vase with water. And Jesus was waiting. He was waiting. So if they had not filled the jars with water, Jesus would still be waiting. And whilst Jesus can make wine happen, whilst Jesus can cause the good news to come, he wasn't going to cause wine to come until they have filled the jars. God is speaking to you, my brother. God is speaking to you, my sister. There is a wine Jesus must give to you. There is a new wine Jesus must give to you. There is a miracle that God must do for you. But that miracle will only be birthed in the womb of obedience.
Yes, Lord.
There are 6 jars, and all the 6 jars must be filled. If you fill 2, you are out. If you fill 4, you are out. Jesus said, fill the jars. What jars haven't you filled? What obedience haven't you accomplished for the Lord? Half obedience is disobedience. Sometimes the devil, the person the devil fears most may not be the one who prays most, but the man who walks in obedience to God. The man who walks in obedience to God's word. The man who walks in obedience to the will of God. The man who walks in the obedience in the leadership of the Spirit. Many people are struggling because we are walking in disobedience. You are going to pray. Lift your voice and pray that, Lord, give me the heart of obedience. This morning, give me the heart of obedience. Lord, give me the heart of obedience. Lord, give me the heart of obedience. Let me be able to easily obey you. baptism of the spirit of obedience. A baptism of the spirit of obedience. This morning on the prayer mountain, we are praying the Lord, baptize our hands with the spirit of obedience. With the spirit of obedience. In the name of Jesus, receive the heart of obedience. Receive the spirit to obey God. Receive the ability. May you easily obey God. May you easily obey God. May you easily obey God. God will not bless us in our disobedience. God will not bless us in our disobedience. Until you obey God, you are not ready for the next blessing. Until you obey God, you are not ready for the next level. Until we obey God, we are not ready for what He can do. There is a good thing that must come to you. There is a blessing that must come to you in the month of April in 2024. But God is waiting for your obedience. The step of obedience. The act of obedience. The life of obedience. Obedience commands blessings. Obedience commands good things. When the prodigal son walked out of order, he stepped into problems. He stepped into sufferings. He created a dynamic satire. May the Lord baptize our heart with the spirit of obedience. May we be at the right place at the right time. May we not be at wrong places. What God has said, He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Your obedience to come will be the solution to the problem. Money is not always the solution. A house is not always the solution. A breakthrough is not always the solution. In obedience is the solution. Receive the blessing of obedience. Receive the heart of obedience. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You see, Jesus is around. And Jesus wants to be part of our celebrations. Jesus was part of this celebration. But sometimes He cannot work the miracle until obedience is full. The Bible said, when the jars had been filled, obedience is full. How can you sleep over in your boyfriend's house, dress up on Sunday, come to church or go to church, and close from church, go back to your boyfriend's house, sleep with him, cook for him, wash for him, sleep over on Sunday night, and Monday you are back home? No, it doesn't work. It doesn't work like that for the Christian. It doesn't. So Jesus was at the wedding. The wine had finished. It has run out. They used to have wine. They used to have enjoyment. They used to have satisfaction. And the satisfaction ceased. But Jesus was there. Pastor, if Jesus is in my life, why am I going through what I'm going through? How long should I wait for God? How long will Jesus not turn my situation around? Jesus is there, and I'm telling you by revelation this morning, He's waiting for an obedience. He's waiting. He has told you something. You know something. Your conscience came across a word of the Lord, and the Spirit of the Lord put it on your heart that obey me in this, and in doing this, you will have this experience. God does not walk with disobedient children. In walking with God, obedience is required. Obedience is required. God can be with you, but he may not walk with you because of disobedience. I declare over your life.
Yes, Lord.
Whatever is stopping you from obeying God, today that thing is removed from your heart.
Amen.
Today that thing is removed from your heart.
Amen.
Today that thing is removed from your heart.
Amen.
Today that thing is removed from your heart.
Amen.
Whatever spirit, I pray that you will not be caught in the spirit of Cain. Whatever spirit that located Cain and caused him to do contrary to what must be done, I pray that the Lord will deliver you from the spirit of disobedience.
Amen.
From the spirit of disobedience.
Amen.
And you see, David suffered so much because of disobedience. He went after somebody's wife, slept with the woman, killed the woman's husband. It was a deep rooted action in disobedience. And God punished him. And sometimes we have watered down our walk with God, and it's like Jesus must do anything we say. No, Jesus is not our servant. We are his servant. Jesus is not your servant. Jesus doesn't do anything we say. Jesus doesn't do anything we say. The Holy Spirit doesn't do anything we say. Holy Ghost, I send you forth. He doesn't do anything we say. He may go, but if it is not according to the will of the Father, if it's not according to what God has ordained, then Pastor, why is it that other people who are not obeying God are enjoying what they are enjoying? You have not read your Bible. You have not read your Bible. You have not read your Bible. Prosperity is not a sign that God is working with someone. Beauty is not a sign that God is working with someone. Abundance is not a sign that God is working with someone. Where, listen, there are towns in this nation, or there are countries in this world that don't believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, but they are among the top richest people, the top richest economies, the top richest. Oh, Rakuba Shataya. They are nations in the top richest. Their GDPs are so high, but Jesus is not Lord in their heart. Prosperity is not a sign that you are making it in the Lord. When you are making it in the world, and Jesus' desire is not being met, we pack Jesus' word somewhere, and we drive our life according to the rudiments of this world, and we want Jesus to do whatever we want him, whatever we say we want Jesus to do. I am telling you this morning that Jesus is not your servant, that Jesus is not our ball boy. He is our master, our savior, the director of our lives. If we want Jesus to drive our lives, we must submit to his leadership. Obedience is the call that Jesus told them, fill the jars with water. He didn't tell them to paint. He didn't tell them to change the positions. He didn't tell them fill 2 out of 6. He said fill all the jars until their obedience was full. Jesus was not going to act. Jesus is not that weak. Jesus is not that less powerful. Jesus is there. I'm speaking to somebody right now. Why is my life so messy? After all these years walking with the Lord, were you really walking with God? Were you really walking with God? Were the trials and temptations, were the afflictions God-born or sin-born? There are two types of afflictions. Sin-born afflictions and God-born afflictions. Man must not judge man, but a man going through an affliction must not know whether it is a sin-born affliction or a God-born affliction. Job went through a God-born affliction. Joseph went through a God-born affliction. He fought against sin. He stood for the Lord in the land of darkness, but yet he suffered. But such sufferings, the Bible said, for our light afflictions, when affliction is born out of God. It is called a light affliction, because it will work out a far more greater glory. I came to speak to somebody.
Yes,
your waiting will be worth it.
Amen.
Your waiting will be worth it.
Amen.
Your followership in Jesus will be worth it.
Amen.
Your obedience. Yes, I'm speaking to someone. You obey God and you walked out of something 7 years ago, and after 7 years you seem to have moved from bad to west. I came to tell you something. When Job's affliction began, he began like that. He moved from bad to west, to west to west. If there was another word for west, he went to that level. But when God, who began the affliction, stepped into the situation, he reversed the equation with a higher denominator. I came to speak to you that God is in the case. He will end the story well. If you stay in a place of obedience. We are going to pray. If the devil wants to kick a man from the place of glory, he pushes him to disobey God. He pushes him to disobey God. He pushes the person to lie. To lie. I was talking to somebody and I was telling the person, you did this, you did this. The person looked into my face and lied. And I said, the person should walk out from my presence. Because then the person doesn't need help. If Adam and Eve, they lost the place of glory. And we thank God for the sacrifice of Christ. That now Eden is no longer a place. But we are the city of God. We are a city set on the hill. In your obedience, the light of Israel will shine out of you. The blessing of Israel will rest upon you. You are going to pray this prayer. Lastly, on disobedience, that any act of disobedience, the enemy is planting in my spirit. And listen, disobedience doesn't just happen. It's a planting. It's a seed. It's a thought. It's a watering. Because if God, I told you, the devil mimics God. If God plants a seed, the devil also plants seeds. If God waters, the devil also waters. If God harvests, the devil also harvests. So the disobedience is a seed. And when the devil puts it in your heart, he waters it. He waters it. He keeps watering. There are some people watching and praying along that you are going to pray that any seed the enemy has planted in my mind, in my conscience, in my heart, and is watering, is watering, and the seed is becoming relevant and is gradually planting me into a life of disobedience. Right now, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
Let that seed die. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Let that seed die. Let that seed die. Let that seed die. Pray for 3 minutes. Let that seed die. The seed of disobedience. Let it die. 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 I am not a follower of Adam. Through Adam, sin came into the world. But through Christ, righteousness entered mankind. I declare in the name of Jesus, every seed of disobedience in my spirit, in my mind, in my heart, in my flesh, in my soul, I command you to die. Let the seed of disobedience die. Let the seed of disobedience die. Let the power to disobey die. Let the power to disobey die. Let the confidence to disobey die. Let the boldness to disobey die. We are children of obedience. We are children of obedience. We are not children of disobedience. Every seed of disobedience, let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Every power of disobedience, every chain of disobedience, every prison of disobedience, you have found yourself. I pray in the name of Jesus, let the foundation of that prison shake and let the gates open. Every kind of blindness that is causing you to disobey God, deliberately, I declare in the name of Jesus, you are walking out of the place of disobedience. Lord Abraham, the Lord plant you in a life of obedience. Receive the heart to obey God. Receive the power to obey God. Let your will power be empowered. Let your will power be empowered. Receive an empowerment to obey God. Receive an empowerment to obey God. A demo kutabayas, a rekuni abanus, a yakunayas, a ramadaba, a kamarosa, a palarabaya, a palarabasa, a palarabaya, a kamarabaya, a kamarabaya, a kamarabaya, a palarabaya, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Look, it is after obedience that you see how powerful your God is. God told Moses, stretch the rod. All Moses had to do was not to go into 7 days prayer and fasting. All Moses had to do was not to worship. All Moses had to do was to do what God has told him. It is after we have done what God has said to us, that is when the literal power of God exudes from God on our behalf. When he lifted the rod, the Red Sea parted. Now look, when they had finished filling the pot, look at what happened. Jesus moved into action. You want to see Jesus move into action? You want to see good things come into your life? You better rise and begin to obey God. You better rise and begin to obey God. You better rise and begin to obey God sacrificially with all discipline. Begin to obey God.
Yes, Lord.
Begin to obey God. Grace makes us very, very discipline. Grace makes us obedient children of God. We love to obey God. Anybody that has been saved by grace must have a longing to please the Father. Jesus, God looked at Jesus and said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. In whom I am well pleased. Any child of God who knows was born by grace will desire to obey God. Obedience is the mark of the kingdom, not prosperity. Obedience to the master is a mark of every kingdom. Obedience to the master is the mark of every kingdom. Because you can be in the kingdom and not be a very rich person. But the mark that you are part of a kingdom is that you are loyal to the master. And loyalty, true loyalty, is a product of a heart of obedience. True faithfulness is a product of a heart of obedience. We must be happy to obey God. And when we do that, look at what Jesus said. He continued. You see, wherever your obedience is completed, you see the continuation of the action of Jesus. Until the obedience is completed, not 70%, not 80%, not 90%, not 99%. When the obedience is completed, you begin to see Jesus in action. He said, now dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies, Jesus Christ. Obedience is beyond logic. Obedience is beyond logic. Obedience to God is beyond logic. It doesn't make sense, Jesus. Excuse me to say. As you fetch the water, wine is finished. But why is it that you are asking me to serve water? You are not a brewery company. You are not a brewery company. We've not brewed it. That is coming out of the machine. And it's as you serve. Common water. We used to wash our hands after the ceremonies of the Jews. As you serve. Ah, Jesus. When God gives you certain instructions, sometimes it doesn't make sense. There is no sense. After all the messages against tithing and first fruit and sowing and serving in church and loving church, all the insults on pastors and the church, and you are still committed. It doesn't make sense. But it is that thing. It is that thing that commands the blessing. It is that thing that commands the blessing. It is that thing that will move Jesus in the next gear of your life. I declare over anyone who has remained faithful, who has remained committed to the cause of Christ and his kingdom, I declare your day of good news is coming.
Amen.
Your day of good things are coming.
Amen.
Jesus will move in your favor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said, dip it and serve it. This is a very beautiful scripture. And we are going to pray and end this morning session. Jesus said, there is ordinary water. Collect it and serve it to the master. If good things are going to move in your life, you must have faith. You may not necessarily understand all the happenings in your life, but you must have faith in God.
Yes, Lord.
You must have faith. Wine is finished. You asked me to serve water to the ceremony, to the master of the ceremony. That means give it to the chairman. Go and give the water to the chairman. So the servants followed his instruction. That's that is the point the devil hits us. You want to see good things in your life? I'm not just going to prophesy good things are coming into your life, but I'm showing you the easiest ways, the cheapest way to see good things in your life is to follow the instruction. And that is the difficulty. It's difficult. But with God, all things are possible. They follow the instructions. Verse 9. Who is God talking to? I know I'm talking to somebody. God is speaking to somebody expressly.
Yes, Lord.
Don't compromise your obedience to God for anything. Because in your obedience is the strength of your God.
Yes.
In your obedience is the miracles of God. Anytime a man stands in obedience to God, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Daniel, he refused to obey a commandment to stop praying and continue in obedience. The more they persecuted the disciples, the more power they walked in. Obedience. The Bible said, when the master of ceremonies tasted the water, it didn't even say wine. That means that the water, the liquid still looked like water. Like the Bible would have said the wine, because it has, but once they saw it as water, but the chemical component had changed. Because the Bible said, when the master of ceremony tasted the water, that was now wine, not knowing where it had come from. Though, of course, the servants knew, he called the bridegroom over. There is a provision God is sending you. You will not even know where it came from.
Amen.
People around you will not even know how it happened.
Amen.
They will not know that grace delivered it to you.
Amen.
They will not know that on prayer mountain, God delivered it to you.
Amen.
There is a blessing that men will get confused about in your life.
Amen.
The Bible said a host always serves the best wine. First, he said, then when everyone had a lot to drink, he brings out the less expensive wine. But you have kept the best wine until now. Can I declare over your life?
Yes, Lord.
Your life will surprise many people.
Amen.
I said your life will surprise your enemies.
Amen.
Your life will surprise your friends.
Amen.
What will come out of your life is unpredictable.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This miraculous sign at Canaan in Galilee was the first time Jesus revealed his glory. Can I prophesy? Wherever you are, lift your right hand. I declare over your life, if you have never seen a miracle from the Lord, I declare for the first time, God is about to blow your mind.
Amen.
I said, God is about to blow your mind.
Amen.
I said, God is about to blow your mind.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lift your right hand. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
every
Jesus.
Ordinary situation.
Every ordinary situation.
In my life.
In my life.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Turn it into an extraordinary testimony.
Turn it into
I receive an extraordinary testimony.
I receive
from an ordinary life.
From
an ordinary prayer time. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, my Father, my Father. Let every part of my life experience your goodness.
Experience
promotion.
Experience
that comes from you. In the name of Jesus. Say, my Father, my Father.
Arise
and change my story to glory.
My
story to glory. In the name of Jesus. Every dark story is becoming a glorious glory. Every dark story is becoming a glorious glory. In the name of Jesus. Angel of blessings. Angel of favor. Angel of success. Angel of financial surplus. Can I declare to someone, you are entering into a season of financial surplus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus.
Amen.
Angel of some financial surplus, visit me in the name of Jesus. Angel of multiplication.
Angels of multiplication.
And there is an angel that multiplied. God will always work with his angels. When Jesus blessed the bread, there were a host of angels that were assigned that moment to multiply the bread. Can I declare over your life, let the word of the Lord over your life bring multiplication,
amen.
Bring prosperity,
amen.
Bring an increase,
amen.
Bring a favor,
amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say, oh Lord,
oh Lord,
visit me now.
Oh,
visit me now.
Visit me now.
Listen, there is somebody listening to me. God is drying up your tears right now.
Amen.
Oh, there is a good thing about to happen.
Amen.
And that good thing is a good news.
Amen.
God is sending a news that will dry up your tears
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
God is drying up somebody's tears right now.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blessings from unexpected quarters.
Oh, hey. Jesus.
Kabarababa. That is the prophetic word for today.
Amen.
Blessings from unexpected quarters.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is not strong.
Amen.
Oh, blessings from unexpected quarters.
Amen.
Are coming to you.
Amen.
Blessings from unexpected quarters.
Amen.
Are coming to you.
Amen.
Blessings from unexpected connections.
Ah.
Are coming to you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Blessings from unexpected people.
Oh,
unexpected situations.
Oh, Jesus.
One day, the Bible said, Samson, he found honey in the carcass of a lion. An unexpected place gave him a good news. I declare to you,
yes,
that
Lord.
Thing you think is a bad news,
Jesus.
That thing that has made you redefine your life as a cursed life, out of that,
yes,
out of the stone, yes, out of the rock, water will flow,
yes,
out of the rock, oil will gush out,
yes,
and out of that mess, the Lord will give a message of favor,
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Blessings from unexpected quarters
Amen.
Are coming to me.
Amen.
Lift your voice and pray in tongues and receive that blessing. It's a blessing. Speak in tongues for 3 minutes. Blessings from unexpected quarters. Type it. Update your status. Write it somewhere. Blessings from unexpected quarters. Blessings from unexpected quarters. Blessings from unexpected blessings from unexpected quarters. Blessings from unexpected quarters. Allocating me this morning. La ba 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 ba. Arakata la ba ba ya. Yanta la ba ba. Blessings from unexpected quarters. Connecting to your life. Connecting to your business. Connecting to your career. Connecting to your marriage. Connecting to your family. Blessings from unexpected quarters. Arakata la ba ba. I am a receiver of blessings from unexpected quarters, from unexpected connections. How can a maid hang over the throne of a holiness to a soul? I declare, let that maid show up. Let that boy with the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, I need show up. A blessing from unexpected quarters, a blessing from unexpected quarters. How can a little Esther be the one to deliver the whole nation? How can a Rahab, a prostitute, a mamanga in prostitution, how can she be the one that brought the blessing over Israel? I declare over your life, blessing from unexpected quarters are your portion in the month of April. In the days ahead, expect blessings, blessings from unexpected quarters, from unexpected quarters. Even the camp of your enemies, David had no idea that Ziba had spotted him. David did not know that Ziba knew that he could play the harp. A blessing came from an unexpected corner, from an unexpected person. I declare over your life, all those who have disappointed you, your worries are over. A blessing from an unexpected contest is coming to you. A business you have not applied to is sending you an invite for employment. You are receiving an offer from a group of partners you don't even know up to now. But after today, a blessing from an unexpected contest is locating you this morning. I declare, I decree, a blessing from unexpected people, a blessing from unexpected situations, a blessing. A blessing from an unexpected contest is locating your life by fire in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
A blessing from an unexpected contest. That is the prophetic word,
yes, Lord,
for this morning.
Yes, Lord.
That a blessing from unexpected quarters,
yes, Lord,
is locating you this week.
Amen.
Adibola katala babaya. Everyone that disappointed you, forget about them.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone you have looked up to do something, to provide something, to open a door, and they seem to wait for you to come and beg them. Hold it. Hold it. If you beg them, they will take the glory. But the glory God does not share with anyone. Hold it. No, hold it. Hold it. Because help is coming.
Yes, Lord.
Help is coming.
Yes, Lord.
And when God begins to move, the same people who refuse to help you, the Lord will use them as instrument. Yeah. They will help you without knowing that they are helping you.
Yes, Lord.
I said they will help you without knowing that they are helping
Amen.
You. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Give the Lord some praise and a shout.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God. Just give him
glory.
Praise. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hey, blessings from unexpected cortices
Amen.
Are locating you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a clap offering wherever you are celebrating. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Don't go offline till you give your offering. There is a Momo number displayed on the screen. As part of your prayer, always learn the act of adding an offering, a seed, to back what you have prayed for and what you have received. As you plant the seed this morning, what you are receiving is the prophetic word, the word of the season that says that blessings from unexpected cortices are locating you right now.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anybody that gives a seed, the Lord bless you. The Lord water that seed you have planted.
Amen.
Plant it now if you are yet to do that, and the Lord will bless you.
Amen.
As you push the work of God ahead.
Amen.
God bless you. Next week, same time, it's 6 a.m. I told you, set your alarm to 5:55 a.m. because it's very easy to sleep and miss. It's just an hour time. You cannot join halfway. Then you did 30 minutes. Value the time you spend with God. So set the alarm, 5:55 a.m. and make sure you join and get your relatives involved. And let's pray together, because if you become the only rich man in your family, you will see that many witches will want to kill you. But if everybody rises with you, everybody is a tall tree, and we all see ahead. The Lord bless you and keep you.
Amen.
The Lord cause his face to shine upon you.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Lift your right hand, let's declare the blessing for the year. Blessed are you, O Lord, King of the universe, who gives me life and breath. Today, I stand in your presence to declare your praise. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was, is, and is to come. Your name I am is from generation to generation. You are my God, good and merciful, awesome in wonders. With you, nothing is impossible. From your word, I receive guidance. From your hands, I receive abundance. Today, I boldly declare, this is my God here. Show me your glory. Heavenly Father, let me know you. Open my eyes to see. Open my heart to understand. And open the heavens over my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a good morning and enjoy your weekend. Make sure tomorrow you are in church and be blessed. Bye-bye.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Charis Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Charis Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Charis. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.